Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Trish Springsteen is a multi-international award-winning mentor, speaker, international best-selling author, radio host specializing in speaker training. Clients work with Trish because they know she can help them leverage their business with speaking and communication. Typically, Trish mentors introverts, authors, and advocates to step up and share their message with those who need to hear it. When you believe, act, share, you become empowered and are building the foundation to be known and seen. Trish is also the author of and co-author, contributing author of 11 books. Hi, Trish. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome to be here, Leanne. Thank you very much for that welcome.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely. Let's have a conversation.
Wonderful. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Oh, I am at my business. I'm getting quite passionate about a couple of workshops I've got coming up. But most importantly, I'm passionate about the fact that my business is really honing in on mentoring now. When I first started my business about 10 years ago, I was doing a lot of corporate work, and I still do corporate workshops. But my passion now is mentoring and working one-on-one or in some groups on delving down into how my clients really want to leverage their business of speaking and communication.
That sounds excellent. So what's actually been your story to get you to this point?
My story, well, it may amaze many people who know me today but didn't know me when I was first starting out, is that I'm an introvert and still am an introvert and was an introvert, but I was also extremely shy. And if anybody who knew me when I first left school ages ago, or, you know, in the first 10, 20 years myself working in business, they hear me speaking now and doing podcasts, doing these interviews, going out and speaking and helping other people to speak, would be amazed, because I just didn't do that. It was not on my radar. I get me to go to meeting, no way. I didn't like to speak with people. I was extremely shy, and my concept of going to a meeting was to find the clock, the nearest exit, the biggest, tallest pot plant, hide behind the pot plant, time 10 minutes, and then out the door. That was my networking. That was my conversation with people, which, you know, you can imagine, really wasn't doing too much about that. But I was quite happy and I delegated. So what happened with me was that I ran into a mentor. Well, a mentor ran into me. We just found each other. And helped me with an organisation that helped me get some confidence in speaking and making friends and things. And my mentor sort of convinced me that I had a message, I could get up and speak, and I need to believe in myself. And I guess that's why I'm very passionate about mentoring, because I know what it's been like on receiving a mentor's assistance and accountability and support and belief. So that's sort of where my story has. Because I'm an introvert, I know what it's like not to be able to speak with people. I'm an author and I know what it's like to do everything wrong with your first book, because we did. And I'm an advocate because I know what it's like to be passionate about a cause or a message and want to convey that passion without having the emotion overwhelming you. So those are why I work with those three groups, because I've been there, I've done it. I know what they're like. And my passion is helping people now to believe, act, and share. Believe in themselves, act on that, and share it with the people who need to hear it. So that's my story to where I am at the moment.
Wow, I love it. Was that tipping point for change when you actually met the mentor, or did you have another one along the way?
Well, the first one was when I met the mentor and realised that I could get up and speak. And there's been about three other tipping points for change since then. One of those was when I started my business. My business partner at that time we realized we were doing a lot of training with corporates and we were really good at it. And that, so we thought, well, why are we doing all this for free? Let's start a business and take it from there. So that was that realization that we had a message and we could help corporates extremely well with the communication and speaking. Then the other point for change, I guess, was when I really realized just how important speaking is to everything that you do. Most people take 3 or 4 steps back when they hear the word public speaking or speaking. They're just like, oh, wait. And a lot of them who have businesses says, well, I don't want to be a public speaker or professional speaker. And what they're not realizing is that everything they do is speaking. It really underpins everything that you do. And what I found through my journey was that all the skills I learned on my speaking journey, audience, body language, voice, structure, all of those skills were completely transferable to my business and personal life. And I guess that's my passion, is to help people realize that. That came to me when we lost our son Craig to suicide in 2007. And we had to do, I had to do the eulogy at the funeral and do that eulogy. And you can't do those things. You don't get other time. It's once and that's it. And it wasn't until I was processing things many, many months later that I realized it was actually my speaking journey, my speaking skills that enabled me to do due testament to his life at that point of time. So whilst I never want anybody to have the same sort of situation, I know how valuable speaking skills are in a crisis situation. So that was a tipping point when I realized that. And then the next tipping point, I guess, was when I gave up my work full time and decided that we were going to go into the business and just do it full time. And the global financial crisis hit at the same time as that. So consequently, all the corporate work dried up. And that's when I went more onto my mentoring and discovered I just loved helping individuals find their power and their belief. Those are some of the tipping points in my life.
Yeah, thank you for sharing those. Now, like with your business, and once you've gone into business, have you had challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Oh, yes. Look, you tell me, I dare you to tell me anybody who hasn't at one stage in their business or in a project or in their life not wanted to think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to give up. It's just too hard. It's not working. That little mindset comes in saying, oh, well, this is all too hard. People don't want to book with you. You've got too much competition. Who do you are to think that anybody would want to work with you? These are all little things that come into our mind. And I think it's Marvin Phillips coined a quote, which I really love. And it sort of just says that, to triumph, you just need a little oomph, that little oomph in the middle, to just push yourself forward. And too often we give up when just around the corner there could be success. So, yes, I've had challenges. And when I have those challenges and the ups and downs, sometimes you've got more clients, sometimes you don't have as many as you'd like. I look at that and I remember that the difference between triumph and not succeeding is that little oomph. I remember Thomas Edison and his light globes, how many he had to make and not succeed at before he succeeded. And if he'd given up, where would we be? So I remember those things. And then I guess one of the things that I really remember when those challenging times come, I step back and take a deep breath. And I think about, well, what was my why? What was my passion? What was my message that I had when I first started? And am I still passionate about that? Do I believe in that message still? And is that still my why? And if the answer is yes to all of those, then you take a deep breath. You think of, how can I make this challenge work for me? How can I have a lesson out of this challenge? What can I tweak? And you take a big step forward and go forward again.
Yeah, I love that. It's definitely like you keep
I suppose, keep plodding on. As long as you keep taking some sort of action and keep moving forward, I think that's when the momentum will come.
Yep.
But yeah, I love that. With you know, your vision, you were talking about, you know, you've got your why, and that is that what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other, having a big vision, or is it just knowing what you're all about, what message you want to get out there?
I think for me, it's believing in myself. When I came to that point and I realized that I actually did believe in myself, I had confidence in myself. When you do that, and when you sit fully in who you are and in that mode, in that zone, then it's very empowering. It really is. And yeah, you realize that, hey, not everybody's going to like you, and that's perfectly okay, because the people that do like you are the ones that will connect with you. You don't have to be everything to everyone. And most importantly, be yourself. You can't be anybody else. And so I'm very happy with who I am. I'm extremely happy with my knowledge, my expertise, and how I help people. And I'm very comfortable in who I am, purple hair and all.
I love that. That's the thing, isn't it? When we sort of grow up doubting ourselves and, you know, not believing in ourselves so much. And then the work I've done, especially, you know, has led me to that point that, you know, yeah, I am a good person. I am. And I sort of think now I can say all those I ams. I am this person that I wanted to be because I believe in myself and my skills and my knowledge and that. So what about ignition points? Have you had something that's where, you know, it's really started taking off for you?
I think when I decided to do mentoring, that seemed to take off because I found that I love my mentoring. I love working with individuals. And one of the things I've found is that whilst we might start out just by wanting to work with them to find out how they could be doing better speaking or communication, when we start to go on our mentoring journey together, I find I do a lot of life and business coaching as well. So those sort of things take off. The other area that sort of went wow was when I got the confidence to realize that I could write. When I first started in business with my business partner, she did a lot of the writing. I wrote some of the programs, I did some of our blogs, but she was the writer in the system. And that was fine. Then when we amicably split, when she wanted to go on to do something else and I wanted to go more into mentoring, well, I was left with a blog. I was left with writing articles. I was left with getting known and being seen, and I had to write. And that really was a lovely aha moment and a taking off moment, because I realized I liked it and I realized I could do it. And I thought to myself, you had that blockage for so many years that you weren't that good. And now, hey, you write, and you're blogging. My blog was named top 50 public speaking blogs in last year before. I was nominated just this year for an excellence in writing award. So I've discovered that, yeah, and how I do it is that I realized that I just need to take my speaking and channel it straight through my hand and onto what I write. And I write like I speak and just have a conversation. So yeah, I think that was a pretty moment where things took off a little bit.
Yeah. It's awesome though when you find out that you can actually do something, isn't it? You've always told yourself, oh, I'm not that good at it. Someone else is better. And then suddenly you have to do it. You have to do it. So
and you're like, well, it's really quite freeing. It's like really empowering. And there are so many of us who limit ourselves with limiting our beliefs in who we are.
Mm. Yeah, so true. So what new possibilities have opened up for you by doing the business?
Possibilities. Well, the freedom to be able to work from home, because that's where my business is, out of my home office. The people that I've met, the people I meet when I'm mentoring with my clients. I mean, I've worked with doctors, I've worked with engineers, scientists, I've worked with people whose English is their second language. I've worked with those who are just starting out, those who are suddenly find themselves in a bit of a bog and not sure where to go. So it's the people I've met, not just through mentoring, but in the networking and business. My business has opened myself up to be networking and meeting with those people and getting out there. And the quality and the types of people you meet, that everyone I meet has some message or something. And I've made some really great friends from just being in my business who I would probably never have met if I didn't have a business on my own.
Mm, it's true, isn't it? Like, I come from a government job and I left. And I just felt that my whole community that, you know, I was involved in was so small. But now that I've got my own business, it's just opened up, like, all over the world, even doing the podcast.
Globally,
yeah. It's global. And I just love that. It's fantastic. And that's exciting for me. So leading into that, what's the most exciting thing for you you're looking forward to in the future?
I'm looking forward to getting a bit more of my programs and my mentoring packages online so I can be accessed globally. So that's very close to being done. It's something that I've had to work on because I've been procrastinating over that for about 6 years. Mm. So I had to sit back and think what was causing me to procrastinate over that. So I've worked through that now, and I'm quite excited to be getting that online. So I'm looking at getting some of those programs online, getting my mentoring packages online so I can be accessible to more people. And I guess one of the things that I love doing is my own radio show, because that, again, opens up to meeting so many more people.
Mm, yeah, that'd be fantastic. I love it. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay.
What's your favourite book?
Anything written by J.D. Robb. She writes a series called Deaf In, and it's a futuristic series set, follows a police officer, and it starts out with how she starts, and each book solves a crime. So it's a really good, and it's sort of set in the future because I like when I read, I want to escape. So that's why anything by J.D. Robb is fantastic.
A mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Funny enough, the two mentor people that have helped me know most, one I've met briefly, one I've never met, and I'd love to. Stephen Bradbury, who was the Australian ice skater who won that medal in the Winter Olympics, where everybody fell down and he skated across. I take him as a mentor, and I've met him, and he's a really nice guy. The mentor there, because he never gave up. And he was ready for any opportunity that came. So when the opportunity came to win, he was there in the right place. He'd done all the work. So I take him as a mentor of be prepared for opportunities. If you give yourself all the preparation, then when they come, you're ready to take them. And the second one that I follow a lot is Sir Richard Branson. And one of the reasons I follow him is I love one of his quotes. And it was like, if location, location, location is everything to real estate, then communication, communication, communication is everything to business. And that just really speaks to what I do and what my passion is.
Yeah, certainly does. And he's pretty awesome, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty good. And he's a unique person as well, and an introvert.
Yes. What daily ritual works best for you?
Daily ritual is I do get a lot out of writing down a to-do list in the morning. I like to write down 3 or 4 things I want to achieve during the day. And it doesn't matter if I don't achieve those, but what it does is it focuses on where I want that day to go. So if I can say that I've ticked off 1 or even 2, then I know that my day has been productive.
Mm, yeah, definitely. What about a favourite food?
Chinese.
Yeah.
You know, and side to that is Thai food, but Chinese and Thai food, love them.
Yeah, yum. Country or city?
Ooh, favourite one? I love travel, so it's really going to be really hard to narrow that down. There is so much in the world to see and so much still to see. I guess I have to say England, because there is so much historic there, and we've been 4 or 5 times, and I think I've only just touched the tip of what there is to see in England.
What about the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
My biggest piece of advice is what it took me 20, 30 years to do, and that's believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, have that confidence and that self-confidence in what you want to do. Your message, your passion, it really doesn't matter what it is, but believe in yourself and then take action and never give up.
Mm.
Never give up.
That's it. Great advice. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
That's a really good question, because there are several pivotal points in my life. I think what it would be to tell my younger self just what I've just said, believe in yourself and don't give up, that you can do anything you want to do. And whilst I had a really great family, an uprising, and my parents did encourage me, I still had that little voice that used to say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. So I would like to say to my little self, start your business earlier, step up and speak earlier, get those speaking skills earlier, and have that confidence and self-belief in yourself.
Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Trish, and sharing your story. It's inspirational. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Okay, no problems. Look, if you want to have a conversation with me, because you might be wanting to find out how you can leverage your business, you can go to trishspringsteen.com. That's my website where my blog is. And you can book a discovery session with me. Or if you'd like me to come and speak on your stage or your meeting or an event, you can book me there as well. Other than that, you just go to Facebook and put in Trish Springsteen or Trishel, T-R-I-S-C-H-E-L. You will find the purple lady there.
Love it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Igniters, Trish is an introvert who has learned to go beyond her comfort zone. She's been through tragedy and her valuable speaking skills got her through this crisis situation. Believe in yourself, take action, and never give up is great advice that she shares with us. If you want to get in contact with Trish, go to her website, trishspringsteen.com. If you want to learn more about having balance, energy, and variety in your life, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.